Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Pesci reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesci moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is walked intentionally. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief bunts towards first. Lupien juggles the ball. That's an error on Lupien. Stevens moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine throws the ball into Gutteridge, who tags Tabor, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. DiMaggio scores. Peacock moves to third. Pesky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Cullenbine throws the ball into Swift, who tags Williams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lupien moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift bunts for an out with unknown description. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-0 in the game. Moncrief hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Stevens scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Hewson moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moncrief can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Moncrief covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift bunts for an out with unknown description. Stevens moves to second. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hewson bunts for an out with unknown description. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Judnick now playing center field. Chet Lobbs now playing right field. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbein. Finney reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Loy Hanning now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive towards short. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pesky. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren pinch hits for Bob Swift. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.